Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. It's 12:33 here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. We roll on. We are only six away from kicking off college football's opening season. I can't wait for it. It's exciting, and we're counting down. Texas comes in at number six here in Dirt's top 25 Dirty poll. He has officially said Texas is back. So we'll talk with Danny Davis now of the Austin Statesman covering the Longhorns for us. They only return eight players, but their quarterback's back. And they got to the Big 12 title game. So joining us now is Danny Davis. He's on Twitter at AASDanny. Give him a follow for all things Hook'em. Danny, thanks so much for joining us out here in Portland. Is it fair to say Texas is officially back? Are we still waiting for that?
I'm still waiting. I think they made a lot of good strides last year, and I can understand why people are optimistic. But, you know, at Texas, you got to do it more than 1 year in a row. And there's still a lot of questions on this team. And Oklahoma's still the king of this conference. And, you know, it's not like they were competing in the playoffs last year. So I think some work still needs to be done before they're officially back. But, you know, I can see why people are saying that and why the quarterback said it last year.
Yeah, Sam Ehlinger has been in the news a lot this offseason, both for things that he's done and things that he hasn't done. You know, Mayfield had the comments, all that stuff. But he had a really successful year last year, but not only as a team, but also individually, 25 touchdowns, 5 picks. And I think people are excited to see what he can bring back for this year. What do you think he's capable of this season, and how does the offense fit around him in terms of returning starters?
Obviously, you know, he made a huge jump last year. Coming off his freshman year, there's a lot of questions about, you know, first off, whether or not he'd even be the starter because Shane Beauchel was still around. But, you know, it's probably the first time in 10 years there isn't a quarterback controversy during fall camp. And, you know, he made a huge jump, limiting the turnovers freshman year. He had a lot of problems with that. Set 16 rushing touchdowns last year. So obviously he's a threat once they get inside the five. And so, I mean, there's still questions about, you know, whether or not he can throw the football, you know, more efficiently than he did last year. They struggled with the deep plays. He wasn't really a throw it down, downfield and let his receivers get it. Missed on some plays, so he needs to improve on that. But, you know, if he can make another jump like he did, you know, last year between his freshman and sophomore year, you know, that's a good, he's going to be a really good quarterback. And, you know, as far as what the offense has around him, really good receivers and Colin Johnson, Devin Duvernay, two seniors that decided to come back to school this year. Running game is a question, and, you know, there's going to be some questions on this offensive line, but they have some pieces, and, you know, this is a quarterback game, as a lot of people know. So if you can start with the quarterback, I think Texas is willing to kind of fill in the puzzle pieces around him.
Absolutely. Danny Davis is our guest here. Austin Statesman covering the Longhorns is our guest. Texas number six on our top 25 countdown. Where would you place the majority of Texas fan? Are they with my co-host and saying that this team is officially back? Or are they with you in the whole, all right, well, that was great, 10 wins, you got to the Big 12 title game, you did beat Oklahoma in the regular season, we need to see more before we get to that conclusion?
I would say they're probably in the middle. I think there's a lot of excitement around Texas. I think they just sold a record amount of season tickets, which, you know, part of that has to do with LSU coming to town this year. And, you know, but, you know, they also remember what this team was a couple of years ago with Charlie Strong and losing to Kansas. And, you know, so I think a lot of people are excited, but I think a lot of people also know that Oklahoma's has won the Big 12 the last 4 years. And they know that, you know, Alabama and Clemson are obviously the cream of the crop when it comes to, you know, college football on a national landscape. So I think they will say they're back in the national conversation, but they're not back on top. And I think they are, you know, optimistic that Texas can get there, but, you know, they also know the last year, you know, they lost to Oklahoma State and barely beat Kansas. And, you know, they aren't dominating yet, but I think they're on their way.
Yeah, that's a really good point and way to look at it. Looking at the other side of the football last year defensively, I mean, they were solid, not dominant, but I thought a good group, but only three starters return on defense, which always makes you wonder what will they look like in the upcoming season. So how do we feel about the guys that are going to be filling in and what the defense will look like in 2019?
I think people are probably pretty nervous about the defense, although they only have three returning starters, they do have a lot of experience, especially on the D-line and the linebacking core and, you know, at safety, kind of those positions. A lot of those backups got to play last year, especially in the trenches they rotated in. So it's not like it's just a bunch of newcomers. Right. Cornerback is going to be a huge concern because Texas doesn't like to rotate cornerbacks. So Chris Boyd and Devontae Davis, the guys that they lost who were seniors last year, you know, they got the bulk of the snaps at those two positions. So cornerback is a concern, which is not good because the Big 12 is a conference that likes to throw it a lot. So that's going to be a question mark. But, you know, at Texas, they get 4- and 5-star guys. And so it's not like they don't have talent there. It's just a matter of whether or not that talent can grow up quickly because they're going to need them too. Because, you know, Big 12 play is going to be here before you know it. And obviously the LSU game is the second week of the season.
Danny Davis is our guest. He works for the Austin Statesman covering Texas, our number 6 team here on our top 25 countdown. He's on Twitter at AAS Danny. Give him a follow for all things Hook'em Longhorns. You know, we mentioned Tom Herman and the expectations and all that kind of stuff. If they come in this year, Danny, and let's say they win 8 or 9 games, they fall short of the goal, they don't even get back to the Big 12 title game, can they still build momentum off of this season if they come up short of what a lot of fans expect? Or would something like that, you think, derail and potentially be harmful to them getting to that point where you could officially say they're back in the Big 12?
I don't know if derail is the right word because they're doing pretty well in recruiting. So I think there is some momentum there. But, yeah, I mean, if they don't make it back to the Big 12 championship game, I think, you know, fans will be disappointed. But, you know, it's a process. And, you know, this is college football. You know, the other schools in the Big 12, they have scholarships to give out too. So, you know, Texas can't just, you know, assume that they're going to be, you know, in the Big 12 title game every year. And it'd be foolish for their fans to think so because, I mean, there's some good teams with, you know, whether it's, you know, Iowa State is, you know, on the rise. Baylor is going to be better than they were last year. TCU is going to be TCU is always good and it's coming off a down year. Oklahoma State's, you know, coming off a down year. So, I mean, if Texas fans are just going to think that it's going to be them in Oklahoma every year, that's foolish. Should Texas be back in the Big 12 title game? They should. But, you know, stuff happens. If Texas has 1 or 2 bad weeks, you know, they could be a, you know, 3-loss team and out of the mix. So we'll have to see. But I think that I don't know if they lose, you know, go 8-4 or 7-5, if the sky's fallen and they need to fire Tom Herman. I don't think that's the case, but I think people will be disappointed. Yes.
Would he go into the next year, you think, though, on an extremely hot seat of, hey, you got to do this or you're probably out?
I don't think so. He just got a contract extension. So, you know, even though Texas prints money, they don't print that much money. So,
only reason I asked that, Danny, is because LSU did that too. Like, Les Miles is going to get fired, and then he won, and they gave him an extension, and then 2 games into the next year, they're like, yeah, you can get the hell out of here. We don't care about the extension. So you never know how college programs operate. I felt like I had to ask that.
Yeah, you know, the hot seats are, they are hot, but, you know, Tom, his next year will be his 4th year, and so I think people are willing to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. And like I said, he's got an extension. So I think even if they slip up this year, as long as that slip up isn't a 2-10 year, I think Tom's going to be around here for a while.
Yeah. We were just previewing LSU the other day, and I think we're all excited. We got that game circled on our calendars out here on the West Coast, September 7th, as they come into Austin to play Texas. What do you expect the atmosphere to be like for that game? And then how do you think Texas matches up? Cause that could be, you know, a real launching point for them early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Texas has had some of these marquee games early the last couple of years, and, you know, sometimes it's worked out for them. I thought last year them beating USC, even though USC is not as good as we thought they were going to be, I thought that was kind of a, you know, pivotal moment of the last season. Even, you know, a couple of years ago when they lost to USC in the Coliseum, I thought that was a, you know, moment that kind of showed that, hey, Sam might be able to do that. He might be that guy. But, you know, 3 years ago when they beat Notre Dame, when Notre Dame was 10th in the nation, and everyone thought, okay, now Texas is back. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, they're losing to Cal and Oklahoma State. So you just never know. I mean, this is obviously, LSU is a big barometer. If they win that game, the hype is going to be out of control, especially probably with Oklahoma. I think it's like a month later. You know, so we'll see. I'm probably going to pick LSU in that game. I think LSU deserves to be favored. I think LSU is the better team, but, you know, it is going to be a fun atmosphere. Obviously, there's not going to be an empty seat in the house. LSU travels well. Texas fans are going to, you know, be hoarding their tickets, and so I think it's going to be a lot of fun during the second week of the season.
All right, Danny, get you out of here on a prediction. What do you think is going to happen for the Longhorns this year? Do they finally win the Big 12, or do they come up just short?
I picked Oklahoma in our, you know, in my on my Big 12 preseason poll. I think Oklahoma is the king until someone knocks them off. I think Texas is the clear number two, and Iowa State's the clear number three in the conference. And, you know, Texas proves me wrong. You know, fans are more than willing to be in my mentions. They like to live in there anyway. So I'll happily eat crow if I'm wrong on that one.
There we go. Danny Davis, the Austin Statesman here. He's on Twitter at AAS Danny. Give him a follow for all things Texas. As we preview the Longhorns, our number six team here, as we count down to college football kickoff. Danny, thanks so much for the time, man. Great insight, great info. And don't worry about the mentions. Just close them. You don't need to read them. Just keep up the great work.
Yeah, I need to read those things a lot more, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.